Hey, it's Vodka Bob, known as V-Bob, here with Arius tonight. Arius, he's a friend of mine. We're going to talk tonight about strippers and how they take your money, make you think they love them. We've been to, how many strip clubs have we been to, Arius?
Hey guys, this is Arius here, and I just want to say that tonight things are going to get pretty freaky. V-Bob is jaded about the strippers. You know, I know the deal on the strippers. They tell you they love you. They tell you, yeah, I'm going to call you next week, tomorrow. You know, yeah, I'm going to let you take care of me because you're just this awesome guy, you know. And you know, it's all fake, but you know what? We keep going back because we like it. They make us feel like we want our wives to make us
feel. Well, what the big deal is that you go in there and you know it's fake. And you go in there, you pay your money, you see the bouncers, you see the strippers, you know it's fake, but they get you up in that little private room.
It's delusion, man.
And next thing you know, you're saying, oh, she loves me.
But it's awesome because you get to delude yourself, you get to be in this make-believe world where you are the greatest man in the world for just a little while. And you know what? We don't get that in our world. We do not get that, and when we go there, it's what we want. And you know what? We pay it, and we go on, and we smile.
I can't agree with you more. We go there, and it is the most freaking awesome thing that you ever has had done to you. You know, and you're sitting there going, oh, God. Better than any girlfriend that could ever do to you, because you know what? They're really good at it.
You know why they're good at it? It's because they have experience. Let's just say you're wanting to build a building, okay? You want to go and pick some fucking dumbass off the street who's never picked up a hammer. You're going to go get a carpenter. You're going to get a carpenter. So why in the world, if we are wanting to build a fantasy, would we go get some dumbass bitch off the street who is like, oh, I'm the greatest girl in the world, and I just want to be, you know, da-da-da-da-da. What are you going to do for me? Hell no. If you want a fantasy, you go get a stripper.
You want to see a wad of cash, too? You go to a strip club and ask a girl for change for $100. She'll pull out a wad of cash. She'll have like $2,000-$3,000. Man, I would love you, any listener out there right now, if you want to give me that kind of money, I'd give you a lap dance, but that ain't going to happen, obviously, because I'm a big old oaf. I'm V-Bob. Vodka Bob.
Vodka Bob, you know, you made some good cogent points here. That's my word, cogent. And when I put it with points, it's cogent points. Now, here's the thing, guys. You know, we're going to be breaking out some stuff, breaking out some shit.
Oh, you can't believe what we're going to come up with.
We're going to be breaking some shit out for you guys. And you don't even know the depths of what we know.
Oh, this is nothing. We just threw this together at the last minute. We've got what's called the glass table talk. And it goes on. It is incredible. We've actually put together some podcasts and had podcasts that we didn't record that would blow your mind about the government, about the financial situations, about other situations that are going on in the world, everything.
The glass table talk. V-Bob broke it out. That's what it's called. It's called the glass table talk, and we will be bringing you multiple repeat sessions every night of the glass table talk.
Okay, now
V-Bob, break it out for me.
We sit there at this table and get hammered off of our asses and talk about shit. And you know what? You think it's going to be just drunk talk, but it's not. It's stuff that really makes sense. Okay, it's about life in general. I mean, we'll have topics, and we want you as listeners to send us your questions, and we will answer everyone that we possibly can.
See, here's the thing, V-Bob. This is what I want our listeners to know, is that, you know, we're not just two guys drinking vodka, making podcasts. In our real lives, and in quotations, I'm doing the little finger thing, in our real lives, we are businessmen. That is right.
We're two businessmen. I own my own business. Arius owns his own business. right now, we're sitting in an office right now that we have to fucking empty out because the economy has gone to shit so bad, and we have so many topics about the economy, it's going to blow you away.
Okay, so let me break in here and let me just
correct. You can break anytime you want.
Let me correct Bebop on this. We are not leaving the office because the economy tells us we have to. We are leaving the office because we are taking advantage of the beast system known as the IRS, United States Federal Reserve, and we are taking the tax advantages of keeping our businesses at home and paying our own rent, paying rent to ourselves, putting it on our mortgage. We're taking advantage of the beast. Break it out, Bebop.
I don't see it as taking advantage of it. I see it's just using it as it was made to be. I mean, come on. You can't just go around saying you can't write off part of your property as a business. But the IRS will come after you because that's a red flag. I'm doing the quotes in the air, too. Red flag. You know, oh, God, he's writing off half his
money. Hey, Bebop, I got your quotes dangling.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, you know, we've had our fun. Let's move on. We're gonna go to the topic for tonight, and you know, we really need to get the topic going. So, you know, the topic of tonight is open source software. Bebop, break it out for me, your opinion on open source software.
How do they make money doing it? Go, Arius.
Well, let me just tell you, open source software, it is the model that we will base our entire society upon in the future. Open source software, yeah, it started out humble, okay.
Yeah, we're going to be doing this, we're doing this on Windows, by the way, right now, but we're going to be doing it on Linux later. Not much later. He's got a server called Mr. Slave that,
screw you guys, I'm going home.
It's going to be good fun.
That's right, man. So, you know, let's get talking about the open source again, Bebop. Now, the open source software is the revolution of the future, Bebop. Come on, tell me a little bit about it. For our listeners out here, let me just tell you that Bebop is a computer...
genius?
You know, I was trying to get the word. I wouldn't really say
here's,
genius.
Here's the deal, people. Open source software, the Linux software system. I got this guy, Arius, next to me. He's not a computer genius, but he took the time to just figure it out. Okay, he put Linux on a machine. ASUS. Okay, and he was able to figure out himself, without my help, how to do a lot of shit that was pretty fucking cool. And he's got basically a server set up now. And there's people just don't take the time to learn. They can't even Google, like, how to blah, blah, blah. But this guy here, he's like, he just figured it out. He said, oh, I can't figure this out, so I'm just going to Google and do it. But people won't do that. That's why I'm in business. That's why I'm making the big bucks. And you're sitting out there listening to our podcast. Come on, people. Take your computer. Save your pictures. Save your documents. Save your porno. And then take your machine, wipe it out, load SUSE, load Ubuntu, make Microsoft lick balls. That's what I say.
Guys, you know, it all goes back to my favorite movie of all time. My favorite movie of all time tells it the way it is. It's a trilogy, a chronological, you know, explanation of who we are. Fight Club. Watch the movie Fight Club. It talks about our generation. It talks about Generation X. It tells us what's going on. Okay? You know, we're just in this big chasm. We're in this situation where we don't know what's going on. There's not this big war going on. There's not this big, massive social movement going on. What's going on? Our whole value system is being eroded. And it's coming to a head, you know, a few years down the road, it's going to break out. But right now, the people are just zombies. Everybody's a fucking zombie. You got Zoloft, you got Lexapro, you got all this bullshit that they're putting our bitches on.
I say that, but Microsoft's Windows is just as bad as Zoloft and Lipitor and all that crap, too. It's lulling you into a false sense of security. Okay, on January 1st, there was a big news outbreak about a virus that was able to penetrate Internet Explorer. Okay, so, but
RS is going to break it down the way it is. I am the fucking realistic motherfucker. Now, here's the thing. We're men. I'm against organized vagina. And I'm gonna address the topic of organized vagina. It's on another podcast.
This is where we come back to our first topic of the strip clubs, organized vagina. Kind of.
Wait a minute. We did. You know what? That is a reflection of the amount of vodka we're drinking on this podcast. Because we started out talking about strip clubs. And then somehow we got onto open source. And I think it's because I forgot that we were supposed to be talking about strip clubs. So let's break it back into strip clubs. Now, let's just say this one thing. We listen to our listeners. We're responsive. If you want to talk about strip clubs, we'll talk about strip clubs. If you want to talk about open source, we'll talk about open source. But it's going to be based on the number of people who respond and say, yes, this is the topic that I want to hear you talk about. And we'll talk about it. So I guess we're going back to strip clubs. Let's break it out. Variety.
We're going to go ahead and give you an email address on our next podcast. Listen in, because we're going to set up a separate email account just for our listeners. Although that has not been done yet, we're going to do it. We have a lot more to talk about. This is our first one, so relax, kick back, have a shot, smoke a joint. We're going to go ahead and next time, though, when we have a podcast, it's going to be a little bit more. We're going to be at the glass table, okay? We're going to be loosened up, but right now it's kind of a little strange for us because we've never done this before. But we want you listeners to listen to us, and we're going to have a webpage set up too. We haven't done that yet. Bullshit. You know, I mean, why are you doing this podcast when you haven't even got a goddamn website set up? Well, because we wanted to. It was a good night for it. We went out, had a few drinks, and came back to my shop, where I am a computer genius, and decided that we were going to have a podcast, because my friend Aris has got to go home tonight and deal with a lot of bullshit and with his wife, who's left him, but hasn't quite left him, and now he's got to deal with that shit. So,
you see, you're breaking out some shit that I really didn't want to tell my listeners. I didn't want to disclose it yet to the listeners, because you know what? Yes. Am I going to be okay? Yes, I will. Am I okay now? No, I'm not. Am I going to move on? Yes, I will.
Oh, we're both psychotic. Don't get us wrong.
We're not psychotic. I am not psychotic.
Oh, he's psychotic. Don't get him wrong. No, he's lying.
V-Bob is...
Oh, V-Bob's totally psychotic. I'm actually diagnosed as bipolar, manic depressive. So, you're going to hear some wild shit. All
right, guys. So, you just heard what he said. He is diagnosed as...
manic, depressive, bipolar.
Now, I have no problems whatsoever.
Yeah! Okie dokie, then. Anyway, our listeners don't believe you whatsoever.
You know, I don't give a shit, because I'm Arius.
No, guess what? Arius and V-Bob are going to be here for you. We're going to have some great stories coming up. You got to listen to us. This is going to be some crazy shit. We actually have put together some items, but unfortunately they're not here in the office right now. We were out drinking, came back to the office, we're drinking in the office.
Hey, what did you think about that brunette chick at the bar?
Oh god.
Oh my god.
There was this chick at the bar. Oh my god. But see, she wasn't a hooker, but she was close to it. She had guys hanging all over. And you know what? Dollars matter. She was hanging around with the dudes with the dollars. She was a younger woman. She was talking to rich men.
Let's just go ahead and say it. Put it the way it is.
Women are whores.
I don't say all women are whores, but I oppose organized vagina. Okay, we're gonna have a podcast about organized vagina.
We're also gonna have a podcast about the government. What's going on? The economy.
The economy. Barack Obama, the greatest president of all times.
The value of the dollar, which isn't anything.
Let's just say that money does not exist.
Money. Money's not anything. Money's a piece of paper.
It's a piece of fucking paper. You know what? You hand me a piece of paper and I'm hungry, I'm going to probably pull out a knife and stab you in the head so I can cut the back fat out of your ass and eat it.
You know what's more... valuable than that four pieces of paper that you have that say $1 on them is the six pack that you get after you hand it to somebody else.
That's right. You know what? Because when you buy beer, you actually get something. You know, you're buying some nutrients, some nourishment. You know, granted, beer's probably not good for you, and beer's probably not a good thing to have
but
in you.
But it's tangible.
But you could live on beer if you absolutely had to, and
they did it on ships coming across the ocean when they came to America.
So let's just break that shit out. You know, we're talking about the nutrients of beer, okay? Now, we as European people who moved to America, okay, granted, if you're a Caucasian person, you're a European, okay? Just break it the fuck out. If you're white, you're a European.
Let's just make this, let's just put this right out there. Arius is, he's probably from Scotland. Scotland's,
England, Germany, Northern England.
I'm Finnish, and I'm like a Viking blood.
He's like 7.5 foot tall.
And Arius is like 4'3".
Whatever you motherfucker. Let's get it straight. I am 5'10.5 inches tall.
And I'm 6'5". Got a penis 8 inches long, and women love me.
Shit, I drag my penis on the ground.
He has to drag it on the ground. He's only 4'3".
Alright, guys, let's move on here. V-Bob is getting a little bit on edge, okay? Let's just say it. V-Bob is realizing his potential on the radio because he's good, I'm good, we know we're good, and V-Bob's getting a little bit out of control.
But the thing is, we're going to get better and better. Hang with us, people.
That's right. That's right. All you listeners out there, and you know you're loving it. And that's the thing. We need your feedback. And that's why we're going to set up an email account, set up a website, and we need you guys. We need you to be sending us feedback, sending us emails, telling us, you know, V-Bob, you're a fucking drunk motherfucker. You don't know what you're talking about. Arius, you know, you're like the enlightened.
Well, here's the deal, people. That's why we got the glass table. We got the glass table because we can take dry erase markers. We sit there and we write down what our listeners say. And when we have a podcast, we sit there and we go down the list. We'll answer your questions. We'll talk to you. Anything that you have to ask us, we don't care how raunchy, how crappy, how great. It doesn't fucking matter. Send us your feedback. We need your feedback. Okay, but what has to happen is you have to listen to our next podcast, because on our next podcast, we'll give you the details.
Okay, guys, let me just say here, we're running up on about 19 minutes into the podcast. If you're a member of ATS, then you know that the podcasts are limited to 21 minutes. And so we've only got about
two minutes
left, maybe a minute and a half left, something like that. So we want to make this count. V-Bob, let's wrap this thing up. Let's tell them a little bit about what we're about and what we're going to make happen on ATS.com.
We're going to make your life a lot better because we're going to enlighten you on items that you never even knew existed. You're going to listen to our podcast, and you're going to say, oh, my God, I never even thought of it that way. We're going to totally change the way that you look about society. It's going to be crazy because, you know what, nothing's going to get better in this country until everything goes to fucking hell.
You know, I just cannot agree with you, V-Bob. I believe in making this world a heaven on earth. And if you guys listen in, you will, over time, learn my philosophy on the way the world is.
Now, 10 seconds.
We have more than 10 seconds.
Well, would you hurry up? I'm trying to hurry
okay,
up.
Okay. Now, guys, just keep coming back. Listen to the future podcasts, and we will be giving you gems of wisdom. Wrap it up.
That's right, man. We got it, baby.